stands in there and takes hits. Is that something that you saw in your analysis of him before you guys made this trade?
Yeah, definitely. It's, I mean, if you don't as an NFL quarterback, you can't be successful. So you got to have guys who are fearless, who hang in there, keep their eyes down the field. He does that very, very well. But he also has the foot quickness and agility to get out of there too and extend some plays, which can get some off schedules going for us. You know, just staying on the field a little bit longer. You know, we missed a few explosives early in that first quarter. You know, everyone kind of had their turn missing them. And, you know, I was proud of our guys, because usually when you miss some ops like that we knew we would have, and we came up a little short, guys kind of get down, but no one hesitated. In the second quarter, you know, Jimmy made some big plays. You know, Juice made a huge play. Selleck made a huge play. Marquise made a number of them. For those guys to rebound and come back, and we knew it was kind of feast or famine versus defense, because they're very physical defense. They do a lot of stuff, but sometimes you'll get your opportunities, and we were fortunate enough to come down with them. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have to show people you have the ammunition, or lack of a better word, whatever it is. But you got to show people that you have the ability to attack them where the weaknesses are. And if people are blitzing you a bunch, you got to scare them some way. If they're playing off a lot, you got to be able to run the ball. And you know, that's the type of offense we hope to have, and we try to have that. You study the defense you're going against, and you attack wherever their weaknesses are, and you just keep hammering it until they adjust. I do. You know, I mean, we haven't won a lot this year, and to win these last two, and I believe that's three out of the last four, I think. You know, it's definitely exciting. You know, you can feel it in our building. Guys are gaining that confidence. You know, versus Chicago, by no means did everything go perfect, and by no means did it today. But that's what you like, guys that aren't affected by how things go early. They're on to the next play. They play every single play the same. And I do believe, especially these last 2 weeks, we've done a much better job of doing that. And it's led to good things when the clock's ended. Yeah, I don't really think that way. I mean, you go through an off season and stuff. You prepare them a lot more for the year, and who knows? But, you know, it's not stuff I would think about very much. I mean, you never know exactly why. I mean, you can ask those guys who made those plays, but, you know, I think we've made, you know, in the pass game, you know, whether it's our fullback, our receivers, our tight ends, you know, especially today, but even so last week, I think our guys have made some plays that we haven't made early in the year. You'd have to ask them why that is, but I thought we've done a good job. You know, some of those throws, you know, especially the one to Juice, I promise I didn't call it for that exact coverage, but he gave him a chance, and Juice showed him that it was the right read. So then we got Marquise on a number two, and Selleck being able to get another 60-yarder. It was pretty impressive, and the guys have played better. I think they've done better as the year has gone. They've done great these last 2 weeks, and I think when you got a guy like Jimmy who's been making some impressive throws, he's been doing it on the practice field, and he's carried it to the game, I think guys always know they got a chance, and they've lived up to it. You know, I think we switched up some coverages a little bit, you know, adjusted some personnel there too. I know we had a rough first drive coming out in the third quarter. You know, they went down and got that touchdown right away. Then they kept him out the rest of the game. So, you know, Hopkins is a very good player. We knew he was going to have his. You know, I thought we did a good job for the most part. I know we gave up that big. It looked like a 7-cut to him there at the end, which we shouldn't in that coverage, but, you know, TJ made a good throw and he dropped it into him, and I just thought we played him better the rest of the game. We didn't let him get by us, caught a few things in front of us, but if you can bend but don't break against him, then you're usually doing a good job. We're gonna have to MRI it tomorrow. I know it's possibly part of his knee. I don't know enough information, but we'll see tomorrow. Who's that? From what I saw, I mean, I thought Maven came in and answered it very well. You know, I know Dante had a rough drive opening that third quarter. You know, just it's tough. He started out with a early PI on him, And, you know, once you get a PI on them, you know, then you want to stay off them a little bit, and then you just get a little bit out of whack. So, and we got Maven in there to give him a chance. From what I saw live, he did a good job. I'll see when I get on the plane. But regardless, Dante's done some good things for us this year. I was excited Maven was able to come in and get some more experience. That'll help him. He helped us today, and that'll help him going forward. But we'll get on that plane, and we'll find out exactly what happened tomorrow. No, not I don't not at all. I mean, when you coach, I've moved around a lot. When I was a kid, I moved a lot being a son of a coach, and I've done it throughout here, and there's so much turnover in this league. There's I think there's only one player on the team here in Cushing that was still here when I was last time. You know, I got to coach TJ when I was in Houston for the off season. But no, it's not much different. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You know, it's I've said it all year, and you know, I do believe our players have fought very hard all year. You know, there's been a couple games where, you know, I look back to like the Indy game, you know, maybe the second half of the Seattle game, you know, the third quarter of the Dallas game. There's a few times I was a little disappointed that we just weren't going as hard as we could. But you know, I thought for the most part our team has really competed this year and done everything I've asked them to do, and guys do that for a long time, and you want them to be rewarded, and they've gotten that 3 out of these last 4 weeks, and you can tell the guys really enjoy it. It makes it a lot more fun coming to work, and I think it'll lead us into really looking forward to next year too.
Do you see your defensive guys get excited when you get a two-possession lead for them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, momentum works both sides. I mean, when they get a turnover or they get a big hit or a big sack or 3 and out, I mean, the sideline feels different, and I think when we get explosive plays and we can get in the end zone, and when we can get touchdowns and not field goals, I think they get juiced up too. So everyone, I mean, football, there's a lot of highs and lows through the game, and people feed off each other on your team. And it's not just offense and defense, it's special teams too. And I thought all three phases did a good job feeding off each other today.
A couple more.
He was number one. It was designed to get a first down, and he got a lot more than that. So he made a hell of a play. I think they got a little bit screwed up in coverage with a slight motion. I think three guys ended up guarding the back when we scattered them out of the backfield, and they left Selleck free. And then he did what he's been doing lately, and had a lot of yards after the catch, and did a hell of a job making a big play for us at a huge time in the game. From what we won and from the fact that we won and, you know, able to move the ball like we did, you know, I'll still get on the plane and watch the tape harder, but I know how big of a challenge Clowney is. And they got a lot of other good personnel out there too. Especially Zane stepping in. He's been great for us all year. He's backed up really every position. Had to use him at tackle today, and that is not an ideal spot to put him in. He's definitely much more of an inside player, but Zane doesn't hesitate. He loves the challenge. He will go out there and battle anyone, and that's why he's a guy we love going to war with, because you know you're going to get your best, and he's someone you can count on, and I know all the players believe in him. I kind of had a feeling last night just watching walkthrough, but didn't know for sure till today. Then he came in and let us know today. It's been a week to week these last 3 weeks. I know Seattle he didn't, Chicago he did, today he didn't. We'll take a look at it tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have a plan for next week and see if he's got a chance to go. And if it continues for him not to, then obviously we'll end up having to shut him down. I didn't until I walked in. You know, it's those coaches don't think about much. And I remember me and Bobby Turner were walking in. We got off the bus and walked across the field. And that's when I remember. I didn't come. We got to come on the field during the Super Bowl. I was up in the box. But we came over and walked around in pregame stuff. So got some feelings of that. Had some real good feelings in that game, not towards the end. The feelings today were definitely much better at the end.